rolls on a Monday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. And I've had the other newly elected members of the Morton City Council on my program. Didn't get a chance to get Jim Haney on. The other newly elected members, of course, Chuck Hendrickson, Mary Daly up north. I didn't get a chance to get Jim Haney representing Ward 2 in Moorhead on the program because Jim, good for him, was out deer hunting almost immediately after the election. The last week already? Holy cow. But Jim has been in the Northwoods of Minnesota. He's finally back. He's finally back to the real world, sadly for him. And he has a chance now to join us on the Mike McFeely Show. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you the question everybody wants to know who listens to KFGO. Did you get a deer?
Not yet. We still have one more weekend.
Still have a weekend in Minnesota to get one.
In zone one where we are over there in the northeastern part of the state.
In Minnesota, correct?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay. Anybody in your party get one? Anybody at all get one?
Yes. One of the fellows, one of our guests from North Dakota came over, and he couldn't draw a tag in North Dakota, so he came over, Gary McKenzie, and he shot a nice young buck at our place on Wednesday this last week.
Are you seeing deer up there? Because, I mean, the story in North Dakota is that there's just way fewer deer. Is it the same on the Minnesota side?
Yeah. Generally, that's true, Mike, but on Saturday, my son Greg saw 28 deer at our place. So.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was almost all fawns and yearlings and small does.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now let's get to the less important stuff, the politics. Congratulations again for winning the election in City Council Moorhead.
Thank you.
How do you approach this now? You know, you're a newcomer to politics, I believe. I don't think you've ever run for office before.
Nope, I never have.
And so between now, November 18th, and when you're sworn in as a new City Council member in Moorhead, what do you do? What are your goals? What's happening with Jim Haney?
I have a lot of studying and cramming to do between now and that time, Mike. So I have pages to read every evening, so... That's what I have to do right now, and I'm going to audit the city council meetings, and this evening they're going to have a regular city council meeting on the budget, and then after that they're going to have an executive session, which I will attend as well.
Okay, so just a study period for you to kind of get caught up on what's going on.
Yep.
I know you've been out of town, but have you had a chance to catch up with any of the other city council members, the sitting ones, or anybody at all to say, look, can we go have coffee? Can we get together? With the open meeting rules and everything else, I'm... Not pushing you to get a quorum here, but...
Nope, they just told me to start doing my homework. That's the only communication I've gotten from anybody, so...
Okay.
That's what I'm working on. Michael Redlinger, too, the city manager.
Yeah. When you were out door knocking, okay, what were you hearing from your constituents that you now represent? What was important to the residents of Ward 2 in Moorhead?
What was most important to them, I thought, was they wanted to see Moorhead turn around. They all were tired of hearing sad stories about Moorhead, and they want to hear good stories about Moorhead, and they want to be proud of our town. And so I got great encouragement from a lot of people on that topic. And almost all of them expressed a desire to see Moorhead succeed, which was very heartening to me.
Well, I think people want the city to succeed. I mean, there's no doubt that Moorhead has pride, and Moorhead gets sick of stuff always seeming to roll downhill at us. That we get tired of that.
Yep.
And so the question then is, how do you get that done?
Someone said last week at our Moorhead Business Association meeting that just the fact that we're talking about Moorhead coming back is helping turn things around already. The attitude is changing. People are excited. Delray Williams was elected mayor, and the other day at the meeting she said something to the effect that she was very happy that now that Moorhead's going to turn around, she's going to get all the credit for it and won't have to do anything. So.
and we all want that to happen. We all want Moorhead to get all kinds of new businesses. We want people to move to Moorhead. We want the education, everything. We want all that to happen to Moorhead. But it's been a long time. It's been Moorhead, sadly, in my view, has gotten a bad rap for a lot of years, that it's this place that, we just drive through on the way to the lake. We just don't do that. You're a business owner in Moorhead, Jim, and have been for a long time, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
So is your wife.
Yep.
Correct?
Correct.
So as a city council member and a business owner, then what types of things, and I don't want to get into the campaign talk here, but what types of things can you bring forward to say, look, I've lived this life. This is what I do. I make my money in this town. Here's what we need to do.
Well, I hope we can get improvement in the business climate so that more businesses come to Moorhead. We can develop the downtown area. I don't know what it's going to take completely, but there's a lot of talk about things that we've been brainstorming about. We had a meeting at the Rourke Gallery about a month and a half ago, and there was quite a few of the local people, business people, and Moorhead Business Association and local governmental people, and there was a lot of talk about developing restaurant, bars, trying to emulate Fargo's great renaissance that they've had downtown Fargo. And we had Dave Anderson there, Downtown Dave, and he said, don't look at it in terms of getting a grand slam every time you come up to bat. We're looking at hitting singles instead. And that's what we want to do, is just hit a lot of singles in Moorhead and continue to grow.
Well, and I've always thought, and not to be an open, wide open cheerleader here, but Moorhead does have a lot of good things going for it. I mean, it has a lot of great people, population of almost 40,000 now, which makes it not that big of a city in Minnesota. But if you look across the river, it'd be an awfully big city in North Dakota. Got the three colleges. We got, you know, the businesses we do have are loyal to the city of Moorhead. So it's not like it's all bad. I mean, there's some good things going on, isn't there?
15,000 students.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of right there, you know.
How do you tap into that, though? That's the key, is how do you tap into that? And maybe you've done it in your business. Maybe you found a way to tap into that with your business.
Well, yes. Between my wife and myself, we've had literally hundreds of people that have worked for us in the last 36 years. And a good portion of them have been college students.
Sure.
And in many cases, they've gone on to greater things in life and come back to us and said, you know, I worked for you guys, and that was one of the most fun places I ever worked, and learned a lot from you. And that always makes us feel good when we hear that.
Jim Haney, newly elected city councilman in Moorhead, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. This is going to be a very diverse council and a different council. There's lots of different personalities, Jim, as you know. There's lots of different political viewpoints, and they're nonpartisan positions, but our political viewpoints do paint the way we look at the world and the way we try to get our business done. And I think that's a fair statement to make. There's going to be a new mayor. Is that going to be a challenge for the city council to get along and learn each other and be able to work together?
Because I think it will be a challenge.
I'm hearing that when I'm out in the street in Moorhead, I'm hearing people say, "God dang, there's a lot of different new people and personalities. This is going to be interesting to see." Do you see it that way?
Yes, very much so. It's going to be really a lot of fun to see what comes out of this and how the city of Moorhead's going to turn around and what we're going to do. And I have full confidence that it's going to happen. I think it's just a matter of putting in our time and learning what we have to do.
Can you all get along? That's what I'm asking.
I don't see that. That was my next way of asking, can
you all get along, Jim?
I don't know everybody very well. I mean, some of them I've only met once or twice, you know, some of the new council members. And I think that there's a good chance that we'll get along very well. And that's another thing that the people expressed to me when I was door knocking, is they want to see the city council get along well.
Want to see cooperation.
Very much
among
so.
All the members.
Pragmatism, all those things.
Okay.
Yep.
So did you ever think that at some point in your life you were going to be a politician or an elected official? Because you own a business and you're in a band and you play, I think, around Fargo and downtown on a regular basis. But being a politician is a different thing from what I understand, Jim. You got to work with others. You got to do all these different things. You ever see yourself doing this?
Yeah, no, I never did. When I was in grade school, I always got the grading that does not work well with others, you know. So it's a challenge for that aspect, but I'm learning about it, you know, and I've run my own business for many years, and that I didn't have to consult with too many other people in order to do that. I could make a decision pretty rapidly that way, but now we have other viewpoints to deal with, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
You're still going to play in your band as an elected official. Can you do that? Is it legal to do that?
As far as I know, Mike, I don't know for sure, but...
you can keep doing that, I think.
I think so, yeah. All right. I think so.
Cool. Yeah. Again, congratulations, Jim. It'll be fun to work with you on the council.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Jim Haney, new member of the Moorhead City Council.